Hey guys, how's it going? This is Roberto J. Donor talking. I'm not gonna talk like this, I promise. Anyway, what we're gonna do is this is our first episode of the OS4 Open Linux podcast. That's right, we're making a podcast for you guys. What we're gonna do with this podcast is basically every month we're gonna do a podcast and we're gonna tell you guys what's going on. Basically fill you in on legal development, you know, donations, things like that. You know, just a general project overview, and just let you guys know what's going on. So let's go ahead and get to it. All right, we just released OS 4 13.7 KDE. It was a very good release. We were very pleased with it. Our users were very pleased with it, and it got a great reception. We made KDE that fast, yes, and it was great. It was a great job, and you know, it worked with a lot of guys. I want to thank the guys up there at PCBSD, the LXDE QT team. A lot of those guys contributed ideas when I said that we were going to do a KDE release. They contributed a lot of ideas and a lot of their know-how. So, I mean, that helped make that project and just wonderful. So, we had made an announcement that we were going to include KDE with what's now PCOS Enterprise Linux Services. Well, I sort of jumped the gun on that one, okay? Because I figured since with our custom configurations of PCOS Enterprise Linux Services, that was the one most requested desktop, that we gonna make it the default. Well, that came with a lot of backlash, because one thing that we failed to remember was that some people actually like XFCE, and since it's running on a server and everybody just liked it, so we decided to go ahead and back away from that. We're going to keep the XFCE as the default. So XFCE is still going to remain the default in all distributions. We're not going to become a KDE distribution after all. But one of the things I did hear from the beta testers on our enterprise side was that it was very, very fast, and they liked that. So maybe right now is not the time for KDE to shine. When we introduce the Workspace Manager 2 project, which is going to be based on LXDE QT, maybe they'll change their minds a little. Maybe we'll see how that goes. So, you know, we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to bringing that to you guys. Now, all you guys that are going to sit there and be like, oh my God, he's changing the desktop. What we're going to do is we're going to keep making the XFCE release for up to a year after LXDE QT is done. Okay, we're going to keep making it up to a year. That way it gives you guys time to transition, gives you time to bring your apps over, gives you time to get your people accustomed to it. But our layout's going to be the exact same as what we're doing in OS 4 14. So, I mean, you know, once you get to know OS 4 14 and PCOS Enterprise Desktop 4.2, you will know what we're going for, what we're going to do with the LXDE QT desktop. So it's not going to be that big a deal. It's not going to be anything that you guys are going to have a major learning curve for, like you would with KDE or GNOME 3 or even Unity. So we're just going to go ahead and make it and release it. And so basically what we're going to do, we're trying to decide if we want to include it in the main distribution or just make a separate distribution, make a separate ISO. Okay? So, you know, if you guys got any feedback on that and you want to let us know that, let me know. Love to hear from you. Okay, so what else is going on? OS 4.14 has left the beta servers. It's now moved on to the production server. Now, when we do alpha and beta on one server, what we're doing is we're actually putting the thing together. We're writing code, we're porting drivers back, and that's what happened here. That's the reason why OS 4.14 took such a long time. Was we backported a lot of drivers from the 3.10 kernel back to 3.5. But before I get off track here, all right. So basically, the beta servers, what that is, we build a distribution. Okay, we make the initial release. We build it. We add the packages. We build code. We build the dev packages. And this is where your guys' feedback actually comes in when it's on the beta server. Because if you guys tell me you want a certain feature, if it's doable, if it actually makes sense, and it's going to contribute to ease of use or contribute to usability in general, you know, we'll look at that on the beta server. So then it moves from alpha beta, it moves to the production server. Production server is pretty much where it's done. Okay, we're not taking any more feature requests. We're not taking any more bug fixes from the clients, from the beta testers, unless they're critical bug fixes. This is where it's built. So when it hits the production server, that's when everything gets wrapped up. We put a nice shiny bow on it, pat it on the butt, and just let it out the door. That's how we do. So, but, you know, anything, and what we're talking about critical bug fixes, we're talking about something with the kernel, okay? Such as, you know, a security feature, security is breached or something like that. We look at that on the production server as well. So that's a major bug, fix that we've got to do there. And that's basically what's been going on with OS 4.14 is that, you know, when we decided to jump from the 3.2 kernel, which served us very well, by the way, when we jumped from the 3.2 kernel to the 3.5 kernel, we ran into a lot of bugs. And since we use Canonical's kernels, you know, we ran into a whole lot of bugs. But we pretty much got them fixed. That's the reason why I wanted to use the 3.8 kernel. That was my goal, was to use the 3.8 kernel. But, guys, it's just way too bug-ridden. And we had major problems building. And anytime it seems like it's at the point now to where anytime we add something to the kernel, it just breaks. So what we're going to do is go ahead and do the 3.5 kernel. 3.8 will be added in OS 4.15, which we will still be basing on Ubuntu, but I'll go into that in just a minute. But the 3.8 kernel will be going into OS 4.15, and that will be released as well. So with OS 4.15, we said we were going to change to the Debian project. Well, the problem is the Debian project still uses the 3.2 kernel. So we would actually have to redo a lot of the work that we've done, and we just didn't feel like doing that. So we're going to keep on with Ubuntu. We've got pretty much a distribution of our own now. I mean, we followed this thing all the way through. It's still based on Precise, but we've added our own kernels. We've added our own bug fixes. We've, you know, changed around the desktop managers. I mean, so, you know, we're pretty much our own beast. And you'll see more of that in the future as 15 is released. What we're going to do is we're going to start pushing out even more code than what we do now to the open source guys, because you guys have been phenomenal with getting code back to us and actually reviewing the code and letting us know what is wrong with it and bugs that you find that we just don't. And that is a major part of open source. That's what makes open source so successful, is the fact that you guys, is that people like you can actually contribute back. So that's why open source is successful, and that's the reason why we pretty much reined ourselves towards that area. So thank you for everybody who made code contributions, who looked at the code, told us about anything that they found. We appreciate you guys, and we appreciate you doing that. So OS 4.15 is going to be based on Ubuntu 12.1. or I'm going to just say OS4 technologies, because that's basically what it is. What we did too is that we went ahead and clarified our enterprise terms. Okay. People were getting confused. What version of OS4 am I getting? Am I getting the workstation? Am I getting OS4 Open Linux, or am I getting OS4 Enterprise? So we went ahead and named the Enterprise releases PCOS, which was the first distribution that we did. What OS4 basically spawned from was PCOS. And so we've made PCOS Enterprise Desktop, PCOS Enterprise Linux Services, which PCOS Enterprise Linux Services consists of two things, server and desktop. Now, we pulled a couple things away from the OS4 Open Linux project, too. What we basically did was scale that back, okay, to what you would find on a normal open source distribution. You still get your codecs, you still get everything else, but like, we're not installing a lot of apps. We're not installing development environments or anything. It's made to be as lean as possible. Why won't go in there or anything like that. Now, PCOS Enterprise Desktop, that's where we go ahead and add things like Inkscape, some of the professional stuff, Exchange support, LDAP support, SlapD. We add all the development environments. One of the new inclusions that we've made is Mono. And yes, I know, Mono. I can hear you guys now. Why did you include Mono? Well, the thing is, there's a lot of .NET applications out there that can be ported to Mono, and that a lot of people do port to Mono and do run. So we're making it easier for those guys to go ahead and port their .NET applications and to actually be able to run them on OS4, Open Linux, and PCOS Enterprise Desktop. And another thing we did too is we took OS4, Open Linux, off of the pre-installed hardware. We're now pre-installing PCOS Enterprise Desktop, which is phenomenal. It operates phenomenally, and you know, it made more sense to do that, and because it basically gives us a leverage on our enterprise offerings, and it gives us a leverage with OEMs, because if we make OS4 Open Linux available to as like an enterprise offering, you know, then people are going to be like, well, why should we buy it? So, you know, I mean, it's a commercial world. I hate having to do it. I really did. But I've always wanted, even when PCOS first came out, even when this thing was OS4U in 2006, I always wanted it to be free. But we've had to find a way to support it. And, you know, and going the enterprise route was one of the things we had to do, which takes a little bit more work. And, but you're still going to get the same stability out of OS4 Open Linux that you always have. We are no way in shape or form going to turn this thing into a Fedora, an OpenSUSE, an Ubuntu, an Elementary OS, or a Linux Mint, where you guys are constantly treated like a beta tester. We're not going to push out application updates when they make no sense. When they're stable, when they're secure, they're added to it. Okay? And that's what we're going to do, is we're going to continue to add it. Now, second order of business, or third order, or fourth order, I've lost track by now, but is the Amiga Open Linux stuff. Okay, some people have asked me, what is Amiga Open Linux? Amiga Open Linux, what we're going to do is, we're making a distribution that's targeted towards Amiga users. Okay, to bring them forth. We're not putting in AROS. We're going to put in FSUAE so that they can run their old classic Amiga stuff. And we're just going to see how that goes. And basically gives them a upgrade path from their classic Amiga systems. How well do I expect it to work out? I don't know. That's a crazy group out there, so I don't know how well that's going to work out or what's going to happen with that, but, you know, we're along for the ride, and along the way, you know, we're gonna try to do the right thing. If, like, bundling Aeros with OS4, it didn't work out. A lot of people didn't use it, a lot of people didn't like it, and some people were just like, please take it out. So, it's taking up space. So, we went ahead and did that. We went ahead and just took it out. And just put in the emulator so people could run their stuff on there. But the Amiga Open Linux project will be interesting. We'll see how that works out. That's all there is to that. Is there any news on that yet? Not a whole lot of news. And we're not planning to do any kind of release just yet. When that comes out, we'll be sure to, when we get closer to a release, we'll be sure to let you guys know. But what we're going to do is we're going to basically go through with these guys and figure out what they want. I mean, you know, that we can offer them, not, you know, I'm not going to just pick up dead OSs and start developing them. I'm not going to do that. So that's basically what's going on there. It's an interesting ride. Interesting is an interesting word for it. All right, contributions. We had a whole lot of contributions. Code and bug fix contributions. We've also had a lot of contributions with graphics. As you can tell in OS 4, 13.7, well, 13.6, 13.7, and now 14, we've got a hell of a lot of wallpaper in there, people. In fact, we've had to sit there and say, whoa, we're not taking any more wallpaper, because it has just been a pain in the butt to actually get that, and it takes up a lot of space. I think at one time we had like 150 megabytes of wallpaper alone, and so we are now just cherry picking the best ones, the ones we think look the best that will complement it. So we've had a hell of a lot of contributions. We've also had a new Plymouth theme being contributed that we actually changed, but is still based on the guy's work, and he's still involved in it, and he actually changed it for us, because I really hate Plymouth programming and trying to figure that stuff out. And if an artist is out there who can figure it out, by all means, dude, go ahead. We love you. Mwah. So, we had that. Okay, and donation-wise, how are donations going? Monetary in the OS4 Open Linux project, our ad revenue went up. We're now consistently hitting about $100 a month, which is good. It's pretty good. Okay, it's not bad. Considering we went from doing like $15, $20 to now we're doing $100. And a lot of people attributed that to more traffic. And yes, it's attributable to more traffic, but not for the reasons that happened a few weeks ago. Well, a few months ago. Because now pretty much it's stabilized. We're number 12 or 13 on DistroWatch, which is pretty good. I keep getting lost. Back to donations. Donations themselves. Guys, we're not pulling in that many donations, to tell you the truth. Donations to the Open Linux Project, I think for the month of August, we made about $30. We made about $15 for the month of July. We have sold a few copies though of OS4. and we sold a few copies of the Enterprise version of PCOS. So, I mean, you know, that helps. But our target for donations is about $2,000 a month, because that's what it takes for a mid-level programmer to actually make a living. Okay? And for most open source projects, it's about $2,000 to $5,000 a month for an open source project to stay afloat, and that's what we're trying to do. Somebody asked me in an email one time, what would we do if we ever had to do that? Well, obviously, you know, we'd have to go commercial all the way. And that sort of conflicts with what I want to do, which was keep it open source and keep it free. But, I mean, you know, we got bills to pay, and we got people that we have to, and we have developers that we have to pay, and they like to eat. Developers like to eat. They like to have, they like to be able to provide for their family. We would love for all the development team to be able to work on OS 4 full time, but because of the nature of the beast, you know, they actually have to work day jobs. And sometimes OS 4 gets put to the wayside, and that's another reason why 14 was so late coming out. Because all the developers have day jobs. So, you know, I'm not sitting here begging for money, I'm just saying we've got to beef up the donations. And you can donate any amount you want. I mean, you know, we don't have a set amount. You don't have to donate $20, $30, $40, $50. You can donate a dollar. You could donate $5. You know? But we work very hard on this stuff. And some are disappointed in the fact that some of the developers are disappointed they haven't been able to take up OS 4 full time, because they've got ideas, they've got things they want to push through. But because they have to work a day job, sometimes that stuff gets pushed aside. It gets missing in the database stores in their head. So that's what's going on with donations. Okay, moving on to OS 4.14. What's some of the major stuff that's coming out there? We did another visual refresh. Basically, I sat there and I've been doing IRC chat for a while now. I've been doing IRC chat for a while. And I've been asking people in IRC chat, what is it about Linux Mint that you guys like and what do you dislike? They dislike Cinnamon. But the one thing they tell us is that they like OS 4, but they hate the two-panel layout. It looks too GNOME 2-ish. You know, it looks too... They want something modern. They like the old Windows style, which was start button, taskbar. So what we're doing is we're bringing that to you guys. And we're going to see how well that one goes. We struggle all the time with desktop features because... It's just that we want to find that mix that people like. We want to find something that people like, not just something that we like. Even though we as developers use it, I mean, you know, we've got to figure out what you guys like too. And so talking to a lot of the trolling the Linux Mint IRC channels and the Zubuntu channels and all that, people have been very vocal on what they like to see. So what we did was we went ahead and based it on the same layout that you would find in SUSE Enterprise Linux. Okay, and just give us feedback. That's all I can say. Give us feedback. Feedback makes the project, makes the distribution. And once again, we'd like to hear about it. OS 4.14, like I said, we're gonna have a 3.5 kernel in there. A lot of new device drivers And so it's aiming out to be a pretty good distribution. Another thing that we did Beats by Dre. We've got full support for Beats by Dre in OS 4 Open Linux. We're going to put that in OS 4 Open Linux, not just Enterprise. We're also going to put it in OS 4. That was interesting. Working with those guys, it was very interesting. And they were very, very good at helping us. Part workaround, part code. Because there was some stuff that needed to be changed in Pulse Audio to support it. Some of it was a workaround. But, you know, if you have the Beats by Dre headset, use them on OS 4 and let me know what you guys think, what works, what doesn't work. Continue to do your feedback and let us know how it works for you. All right, now you've heard me ramble on enough for 25 minutes, 26 minutes now. And I just want to add this in closing. Thank you all for everything that you do. We appreciate you. And we appreciate your support. I mean, keep supporting us. Drop us a line. Tell us how much you like it. Tell us what you like, what you dislike, what you, you know, really hate. I mean, we love feedback. And it kind of makes the developers feel good to know that their work is appreciated. So just let them know. All right? All email that's sent to me regarding OS 4 goes to the development team. They all read it, so, and they appreciate it, as do I. As always, guys, thank you. Godspeed. Have a great night, and we hope you enjoyed this, and we'll see you in the month of October. Bye.